Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
I'm getting tired of having to work the late shift. Didn't Mr. Anderson promise us that this would be a temporary measure?
Didn't you read the memo that was posted on the bulletin board by the front door? This is the last week we have to come in so late. We'll go back to our regular schedule next Monday.
That's the best news I've heard all day long. Do you know why they are making the change?
It wasn't written in the memo, but I heard a rumor that several employees were threatening to quit, so they decided to keep their promise and let us work normal hours again. Number 32. Why is the woman unhappy? Number 33. According to the man, where did he get the information from? Number 34. What does the man suggest? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
The city will be releasing its report on how it intends to use the block of land which it acquired east of the park soon.
I have a friend who works at City Hall, and she told me that the mayor is going to suggest transforming the land into a business park. Tax breaks will be used to lure companies there.
If that happens, we should strongly consider relocating there. If enough businesses move there, we'd be in the perfect position to provide our consulting services to them.
I couldn't agree more, but let's wait until the announcement is official before we decide on anything.
Number 35. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 36. What does the man want to do? Number 37. What does the woman suggest? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Dave, you did a great job with the article you wrote for this month's edition. It's so good that I wouldn't be surprised if it gets nominated for an award.
I enjoyed writing it, but it was thanks to the help of the staff at the Bertrand Foundation that I got it done. Their assistance with my research was invaluable.
Oh, the president of the foundation called and asked if you could visit and give a talk there this week. The staff wants to hear your conclusions.
I'm flying to Dallas to interview someone for my next article, but I'd be glad to drop by next Monday. Number 38. Why does the woman congratulate the man? Number 39. According to the man, what did the Bertrand Foundation do? Number 40. Why is the man unavailable this week? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
You know, we've been getting tons of calls from employees reporting problems connecting to the internet. I've already had to help 4 employees log on today, and my shift just started 90 minutes ago.
There must be a problem somewhere in the system. How about conducting a thorough inspection right now?
I'd love to do that, but I've got to run a training course for employees on how to use some software. Do you think you can handle it by yourself? If not, I can help you out after 1.
I can start, but I could definitely use some assistance. How about coming back here after lunch ends?
Number 41. In which department do the speakers most likely work? Number 42. What does the woman suggest doing? Number 43. Why is the man unable to help the woman now? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Do you remember the office we decorated for Mr. Carter 3 weeks ago? Apparently, he loved it so much that he told some of his friends about it. We just received 3 new requests to work on other offices.
That's wonderful news. We should be sure to thank Mr. Carter sometime soon.
I'll take care of that. But do you know what? If we want to finish all of these projects on time, we should take on a few new workers.
I don't know if we can hire anyone full-time, but bringing on a few temporary workers will be no problem at all.
Number 44. What does the man say about Mr. Carter? Number 45. What does the man most likely mean when he says, "I'll take care of that"? Number 46. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Fried, I wonder if you've given any consideration to the request that I made to you a week ago.
You're referring to the promotion you wanted, right?
Yes, that's correct. I feel that I've got the experience and the ability to excel at a higher position if you would just give me a chance.
I agree, Alice, but there aren't any openings in this department. However, I spoke with the head of marketing, and he's willing to let you transfer there.
You talked to Mr. Albertson about me. Thank you very much.
Why don't you speak to him about the work you'd be doing?
Number 47. What does the woman want? Number 48. Who most likely is Mr. Albertson? Number 49. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Are you ready for the upcoming talk on company security you're going to be giving?
I've got everything ready. I just hope everybody listens closely to what I tell them. We've had several people be careless about information security these days, so we've lost important stuff to our competitors.
I know what you're saying. Just be sure to stress some of the most important steps they need to take.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning to do. Oh, do you have time to listen to me give my speech? I'd like to hear your opinion.
My office is available if you like. Number 50. What is the subject of the woman's talk? Number 51. What do the speakers agree on? Number 52. What does the man most probably mean when he says, "My office is available if you like"? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Ms. Winthrop. You said on the phone that you had some sort of a problem.
That's correct. My car was driving fine for the first week after I bought it here, but it started making some strange noises in the past couple of days.
When does that happen?
They start happening as soon as I begin driving more than 60 kilometers per hour.
That's really strange. Why don't you leave the vehicle with us, and I'll have a couple of my mechanics look at it.
All right. I'll be shopping next door, so please call me when you're done.
Number 53. Where most likely does the conversation take place? Number 54. What problem does the woman mention? Number 55. What does the woman tell the man to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Jasmine, I reserved the conference room for 2:30 today, but there's a big group in there now.
Oh, I guess the staff meeting is still going on. That's strange. It normally finishes by 2 o'clock.
What should I do? Ms. Phillips from Echo Systems is coming, so I need a room to meet her in.
I wish I could check the schedule on the computer, but the computer system isn't working at the moment.
Russ, why don't you use my office? I'm heading to the train station, so I won't be back for the rest of the day.
I really appreciate it, Mark.
Be sure to lock up when you're done.
Number 56. What does the woman suggest about the staff meeting? Number 57. Why is the woman unable to check the schedule? Number 58. What does the man imply when he says, "I really appreciate it, Mark"? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Duncan, can you come here for a moment, please? I'd like you to take a look at these blueprints.
Sure. How do you like the way I designed the house for Mr. Granger?
Well, it's a very creative design, but you didn't do exactly what he wanted. He requested a home with 4 bedrooms, but you only put in 3.
Oh, I can't believe I did that. What should I do?
Unfortunately, it looks like you have to redesign everything. That's the only way you can add an extra room without increasing the overall size.
All right. I'll need 3 days to do that.
You've got until Thursday morning.
Number 59. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 60. What is the man's problem? Number 61. What does the woman request by Thursday? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Employee morale hasn't been very high lately. We need to find out what our employees think we can do to improve the working conditions here.
Why don't we put a suggestion box by the front door?
I really like that idea, Ruth.
Well, some people might be afraid it's not completely anonymous because someone might recognize their handwriting.
Oh, that's a valid point. Then what about a computer survey?
That would work, but we'd have to hire an outside company to conduct it.
Search for a company that can do that and give me the information by tomorrow. Number 62. What does the man say about the company? Number 63. What do the women recommend doing? Number 64. What is suggested about the man? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list of services.
James, the executive team from headquarters will be here to inspect the premises tomorrow.
I just heard that. What should I do?
I'll be leading the tour of the facility in the morning. So I'll handle everything associated with it. I need you to arrange for the food we'll serve for lunch.
Should I use Claude's fine dining like we did the last time? The food was great and the price was low.
Find a place that serves some meatless options. A couple of executives don't eat meat.
All right. When I finish doing that, I'll check if there's anything else you need me to do. Number 65. What are the speakers preparing for? Number 66. What will the woman arrange? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which service will the man most likely contact? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and warranty card.
Good afternoon. Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, please. I bought this stereo system here a year ago. It was working fine until last week, and then it suddenly stopped playing my CDs.
Did you do anything to try to fix it?
Yes, I had one of my friends take it apart, but he wasn't able to do anything. That's why I'm bringing it in here.
I see. Well, unfortunately, any repairs we make won't be covered by the warranty. However, I'm pretty sure that one of our engineers can fix it.
That's fine. I just want to be able to listen to tunes again.
Number 68. What type of item does the woman have? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Why is the woman's item not covered by the warranty? Number 70. What is suggested about the woman?